This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, May 17, Fire and Calling. Our reading comes from Exodus chapter 3. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this Moses hid his face, because he was afraid to look at God. The Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I am concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey, the home of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. And now the cry of the Israelites has reached me, and I have seen the way the Egyptians are opposing them. So now go. I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And God said, I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that it is I who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. Moses said to God, Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, What is his name? Then what shall I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say to the Israelites, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name you shall call me from generation to generation. As Ascension Day, and soon, Pentecost Sunday, focus the attention of the church calendar this month, we can make connections from these events to other Bible passages. God has always been at work in developing and redeeming a people. From the story of Joseph in Egypt, we see how God protected a fractured family, Israel, and provided food for them in the midst of a famine. But after several generations, the tables turned, and the people of Israel became slaves to the Egyptians. God heard the cries of his people, however, and would lead them out to the Promised Land. The unlikely leader for this mission was a murderer, Moses. He killed an Egyptian to protect someone from getting a beating and then ran away. Then, some years later, out in the wilderness, Moses received God's call by way of a bush that was on fire but did not burn up. As Moses drew closer to this holy ground, God declared that he had heard the cries of his people and wanted Moses to bring them out of slavery. Fire and calling. As Moses was called into God's service through holy fire, that event anticipated the day when the Holy Spirit of God would be poured out in tongues like fire on all who would be messengers of hope and love to a world crying out in despair and anger. Pray with me. Dear God, you call us to be your people and tell others about your mighty acts. May we also find comfort in knowing that we can trust your promises to be with us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.